Virtue will always be as good as new. It is seldom used. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. What an illumination, I tell you. Virtue will always be as good as new. It is seldom used. Now, that's meant to be a joke, you know, and bits. However, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Our virtue is something that we have allowed to be bandied about as a humorous thing and as a joke thing and as something that's very, very common. And it's unfortunate. Virtue is something that's so precious, so beautiful, that it should never be allowed to be sullied by being made a joke of it, by being put down by anybody, or by thinking to ourselves that it is not a truth and not a realism. What is virtue? Virtue is who you are. Now, I say to any one of you, your mother was a terrible lady. Your mother was always doing terrible things. She was stealing and she was robbing, and your mother was running around and living a very loose life and so forth. Now, when I say that to you, and you say, "Not my mother, don't talk like that about my mother," you right away defend her, and you right away make people think, yes, that's true, that she has a problem. Now, if instead of that, you would recognize that your mother is who she is, and you say, "Oh, that's interesting. Where did you hear that? I never heard that. I never knew that about my mom." "Oh yeah, yeah, your mom. Well, where'd you hear it? You know, where'd you know it?" Well, you know, and they cannot come up with the answer because it's something they heard, and then they heard something and they heard something. Now, we've told this illustration, and it is so true. If you tell a lie, if you tell something about somebody that you don't know whether it's true or not, it's called what? Gossip. And if you gossip about a person or a life, what are you doing? Gossip is talking about other people without knowledge about it. And if you gossip about somebody, you are taking a pillow and you are ripping the cover off the pillow, and the feathers in the pillow are scattered throughout the wind. They're everywhere. And the feathers are saying that your mother is not a nice lady. Now, all over the countryside is spread that thought that your mother is not a nice lady. And then come to find out that it wasn't your mother at all, that it was a lady that your mother was befriending. And this lady looked a great deal like your mother, and people thought it often was your mother. But your mother was befriending this lady and saying, "Straighten out your life and you'll find that everything will go just fine. I believe in you. I believe you have the capacity to straighten out your life." But because she was associated with this lady, because she was near this lady, because this lady was a bad lady, and they looked similar alike, they thought it was the mother. Now, throughout the universe, the feathers are flying. The feathers are flying of doubt in the virtue of the mother. Now, that's a rough thing, very tough. What's this mother going to do? Well, nothing. What's the child going to do? Defend my mother's dignity, you know, her virtue. Well, no, you don't either. Is your mother a noble, beautiful lady? Yes. Then let that nobility stand for itself. Every time we try to defend our virtue, we find out we are put down by it. Every time we try to say that our virtue is something very special and very wonderful, we are put down by it. Virtue has one purpose in our life. And do any of you know what the purpose of virtue is in our life? What is the purpose of what is the purpose of virtue in our life?
To be expressed.
To be lived, to be expressed. The purpose of virtue in our life is to be lived. If virtue is not lived, it is meaningless. So now, how do you live virtue when people have spread a story around about you that you are a loose lady, that you are a naughty lady? How do you live the virtue of that? You live the virtue of that by living who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, if anyone were to talk to you, would they find that you had loose talk, that you were the, you talked about the things that you walked, that you're supposed to be walking? You know, are you walking the talk or talking the walk? Are you expressing what it is that they said about you? If you're a loose lady, then you talk loose, you know. If you're a loose lady, you'll act loose. If you're a loose lady, you will have those sort of attitudes about you. Now, if you're not a loose lady, then you won't even entertain that. Now, how could the story have been started in the first place? Now, you say, that's a terrible thing. How could the story have been started in the first place? The story is started in the first place because we, oftentimes, you are not being tested, you are being fortified. The story oftentimes comes about in our life of somebody who speaks unkind of us. And do we fall into the trap? Do we say, don't you talk like that about me? Don't you say those things? That's not nice to say. Or do you just say, oh, where'd you hear that? That's interesting. No. That's something that I hadn't heard that before. And, well, Babadu, well, are they a reliable source? You know, are they the kind of people that you'd like talking about you, saying things about you? Would you believe them? Well, no, you know. Well, then, I wouldn't believe them either, you know. And, you see, be very gentle. But the minute you start fighting and protesting your virginity, protesting your virtue, protesting your purity and your goodness, people think, oh, they got to fight for it, you know. And don't. If people think badly about you, and you get angry about it, they're going to think badlier about you. If people think badly about you, and you say, hey, I don't know where you got the story. That's not me. And you just let it go. Don't defend it. Well, aren't you angry about it? No. If I knew what the source was, I'd just consider the source, you know. If I knew who was saying such things about me, I'd just consider that. Now, I do know enough stories of where virtue has been besmirched, virtue has been put down by people who were angry at other people. And we have a case in point of a lady who very much enjoys our philosophy. And when she and her husband separated, her husband was doing everything he could to put down the things, the values that she had in her life. He wanted to destroy any opportunity she had for happiness. And she would not accept it. She just went right on doing her thing. And even when it came to being her personal children and so forth that were involved, they were put down. I mean, what a thing for a father to do, to use his children as a weapon against his wife. But anyhow, she wouldn't let that touch her. And as it all evolved out, it was just that. It was just Papa. And the children were so chagrined by it, they were so hurt by it, that they couldn't even say anything outwardly about it other than to their mom. It's not true, they know. And that was it. But tell the world it's not true. No, I can't do that. You know. But you see, if they tell the world, then that says that they're putting their father down. They're putting their mother up, but they're putting their father down. And they haven't the strength to do that. Now, do you have the strength of that mother who went through the circumstances and was not touched by it? Did she hate her husband for doing such an interesting thing? Did she hate her kids for being involved in it? Did she hate the world? No, not at all. She just stood up for who she was. She just stood up knowing the truth because her heart told her the truth. Not the evidence of the world, but her heart. You see, virtue is our heart. Mm-hmm. Virtue is our heart speaking. Virtue is, could you ever do something like that in your heart? Could you speak unkindly about another person? Could you take from another? Could you have loose morals? Could you do this or that? Where do you stand in your heart? Where are you in your values of life? And if your values are such that that's not part of your world, even though there are those who would slander you, poof, doesn't bother you. Doesn't bother you at all. You know who you are. Those who would take slander, who would take besmirching your virtue, you know them too. You know them too. Now, we have to be very careful of who we associate with, because whoever we associate is a reflection of ourselves. And what is it that you are? Are you a beautiful person, or are you an ugly person? Are you a person who stands up for principle, or are you just a little bit weak and you can be pushed around a little bit? Are you a person that likes yourself, or are you a person that has unhappy moments? You cry and holler and stamp your feet. Well, it all depends. Those are all weaknesses. But a person who says, as they will. You know, you say to yourself, why should anyone have something said badly about them if it didn't happen? If they were such good, spiritually wonderful people. Well, Jesus went before the judge, and the judge says, you want to be the king of the Jews? And he said, so they say. He didn't say anything to defend himself. He didn't say, oh, yes, sir, or no, sure, I don't want to be the king of the Jews. He just said, so they say. Mm-hmm. Now, could you have the strength to stand up under such a lame response as, so they say? And that's lame. Mm-hmm. That doesn't have any strength in it at all. It has integrity in it, but no strength. See what I mean? Because the priests of the temple, and they are priests of the Hebrew temple, the rabbis, wanted to get rid of Jesus because he was a pain in the neck. He was a rabbi, and he was Messiah, and he was a lot of good things. And he was teaching what they were teaching, only teaching it better. He was teaching a humane Old Testament where they were teaching a dogmatic Old Testament, an Old Testament that was putting the people down. And because Jesus taught a humane Old Testament, he said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets. I have come to give you a new commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, which of course they'd had before, and thy neighbor like thyself. You know. And so this the priests couldn't find any fault with. So they had to take him to court. And they had to get rid of him. And by getting rid of him, they martyred him, and they made his teaching one of the great teachings on earth, greater than their own. Now, where does it say the Hebrew teaching is? Membership?
Mm-hmm. Christian, number one.
Huh?
The Christian were the number
maybe
one.
About seven or million. 7 and 10.
Yeah, a million.
Oh,
or the place, yeah. Seventh place. Yeah, and Christianity is first place. Now, of course, we're not looking for places, but the thing is, every time you put somebody else down, you put yourself down with it. And oftentimes you boost the other one up. But never belittle anybody or anything, because when you do, you're dead. Because even if you're right, you're dead. It's not our place to belittle or uplift anyone. It's only our place to see all the world according to our virtue, the beauty of our soul, the beauty of our being. And really, that's where it's all at. Now, can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Then do it. And can you stand when they say, you know, he wanted to become the king of the Jews? The farthest thing from his mind. Farthest thing from his mind. And yet he didn't say, hey, you got the wrong man there. Why? Because he knew the outcome. He knew the purpose of what he was doing. Now, do you know the purpose of what you're doing?
He knew his script.
He knew the script. Do you know your script? Have you bothered to learn your script? Now, what is your script? What is our script? Our script is be ourselves and have fun. Now, is being yourself and having fun worrying about somebody else? Is it telling somebody else how to live their life? Is it telling somebody else what to do? Is it being concerned about the world? Or is it creating the world as a beautiful, fabulous place right now? You know? What is your script? Helen, do you know your script?
Yes.
Okay, do you know your script?
Yes.
Do you know your script?
Yes.
You know your script? Okay, then if you know your script, then don't hesitate when I say, do you know your script? I think I do. You know your script. Your script is to be yourself and have fun and be it wonderfully. That's a nice thing. That's what the game's all about. And that's what the show's all about. And that's what I'm all about. And for us, virtue will always be a good thing and good as new. And not because it is seldom used, but because it is always polished. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's nice to say.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day.